Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza, and I'm going to get right to it. We've got a question from Roger in Los Angeles, and he writes, I have worked in banking, the entertainment industry, and now in developing software. It seems that just before I get the step that would bring me financial freedom, something happens to keep me from achieving it. I've blamed circumstances, I've blamed others, and I've done that for most of my life. I'm feeling I need to look inward. Have you had a guest that addresses what I'm going through? Well, thanks, Roger, and you're not alone. And I think we have answers for you. Now, to quote our guest, if you don't have the financial abundance that you desire, you need to understand that you don't have money problems. And if you don't have money problems, what is the thing that is holding you back from achieving abundance in all areas of your life? Now, to get the answer to your question, this question, and understand how to master your mind to accomplish anything you desire, stay tuned to this show. Now, our guest today, Marion Carlin, is a speaker, life coach, author, and personal mentee of Bob Proctor, and he's also an ex-Wall Street trader. Now, he works with individuals through his company, Mind Down Mastery, to help them master their mind to achieve success in all areas of life. In fact, I think it's better to get Marion's introduction from someone who knows them much better than I do. Sam, share the clip.
Hello there and welcome. I'm Bob Proctor, the chairman of the Proctor Gallagher Institute. And it's a real pleasure for me to share with you that Marion Carlin is one of our top people in our company. He's a great person. We're really proud to have him in the field. And he's also a wonderful student. So if you have the opportunity to learn from him, really dig in, pick his brain, because he's got some phenomenal information. Keep in mind, our company now is 55 years in this field. We've been studying for a long, long time. We've got some phenomenal information, and Marion is one of the key people that we have to bring that information to you. So again, if you have the opportunity to work with him, tune in, because he is one of our very favorite people. And it's a pleasure for me to endorse Marion and the work that he does. Thank you.
Well, Marion, welcome to Answers Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure, honor to be in here. Thank you for having me, Alan. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. So Marion, based on what he shared, and what would you say to Roger and anyone who finds themselves in his position?
Roger, this is what I would like to say to you. But before I say that, just let me say this. Every time, Alan, I see that clip and I hear Bob endorsing me, I get chills. It takes me back to the very first time that I was in his presence. I was under that man's tutelage and mentorship for 13 years of my life. Roger, I would say this to you, and it's something that Bob would say it to me, is Roger, you don't have money problems, my friend. I'm going to say this again. You don't have money problems, my friend. I'm going to be redundant for a reason. This is what Bob taught me. You don't have money problems, my friend. What you have are idea problems. You have idea problems. And in your idea problems, my friend, you have bad habits. Everybody has a conundrum of understanding that they think that they want money. But what you don't want is you really don't want money. You want what money can produce. What does money come from? An idea. People always are seeking, I got to work, I got to create, I got to sell, I have to do something. But it's not about doing, it's about being. Being is self-word of self that allows you to be, which allows you to think. God made you a creative being to think. But in order to think, you have to be. So I say this in what Bob taught me. You don't have money problems. You're searching to solve money problems. What you have is idea problems. And in your idea problems, you have bad habits. You need a good idea, and then you need to get rid of your bad habits. So, Roger, when you can do something like that, is the kind of work that what we do here in Mind Down Mastery Group, and we've been doing it for years and years and years, is searching oneself to get an idealization of being in your being, Alan. The more that you can be in your being, right? The more that you can be to be a human doing. He created you to be a human being, but when we're so busy trying to go and accomplish things, we're not steady. And
well, let's jump into the class itself. And I know that we're going to be a little short on time in this particular show. So walk us through a
little
bit.
Let's do it again. Hopefully we can do it again.
Oh, and absolutely. But I'm saying for this one, yeah. Walk us through a little bit through the course and what people are going to find when they really get in and make this decision.
For the course with Mindown Mastery Group?
Yes.
Okay. So Mindown Mastery Group is a supernatural, spiritual, andragogic, Christian-based, faith-based, EQ over IQ, energetic awareness, positive behavioral habit mindset. You see, you got to think about the way we process things. And what's so sad in the way that we process things is that we have been programmed. Genesis of identity, 0 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 13, 14, 15 to 20, 20 to 25, 25 and beyond. You have these occurrences that have happened. And most people turn those occurrences into a story. And that story is playing in your subconscious mind all the time. Hear me, Roger. And you're doing and not your being. Let me give an example.
Yes.
You were raised, and most entrepreneurs think that, you know, we hear from our parents that money doesn't grow on trees. That's a belief. Mm-hmm. You weren't raised in a family of Rockefellers. Belief. Money is very scarce and hard to come by. Belief. When I start working with a client, the first thing I figure out and I can assess is how much money have you made in a freaking period of time. That lets me know where a human doing's belief is. But in being a human being, you can break that belief and understanding that being in a being is a possibility to imagine. And anytime that you have an imagination, you have a level to tap into your faith to break negative behavioral habits that are not serving you. So in Mindown Mastery Group, what we do is we do this in a process to get an entrepreneur the ability. And what Bob taught me more than anything was to be and was to think. Can you be and think? Thinking is the hardest thing you will ever possibly process in you being able to do that. But the first part of that is you have to be in order to think. So in Mindown Mastery Group, to answer your question, Alan, we do this over a period of over 2 to 3 years, 9 months of incubation, right? It takes 9 months for a baby to be born, right? So you can't uncover things. And it's very sad where we are at in society that people think that they can get a quick fix. People think that they can go to a conference. People think that they can go to a seminar. People think that they can get this level of information in one day. And Bob taught me this: redundancy creates clues, and clues you can't, with redundancy creates results. He taught me that. And how this happens and it assimilates, Alan, is it happens with the process of elimination over time through working through bad habits. Redundancy creates results. And I hand it back to you. Every entrepreneur has read a lot of books. We study in Mindown two books. We study spiritual based because we're faith-based, and we study Think and Grow Rich. That book was written by a man of very strong faith. It's a blueprint, and it's a code. It's a dynamic that unlocks two things: written word and spoken word, and it unlocks the Bible at the same time. It is a sequence of a code unlocking your level of faith and spirituality. Spirit controls the mind controls the body, and then you produce a result. So most of the time when I think of you, Roger, I think of someone that's wanting to really break through, wanting to have a higher level of technology, wanting to have a higher level of possibility. But what happens is, even before you get started, I'm going to hand this back to you, Alan, you've already failed from what's programmed. I've never met a billionaire or a millionaire who ever said that hard work got me there. Not true.
Now, what I hear you saying in regards to taking the time is that people have a baseline and that they've been working at that baseline. And it's interesting. I was reading about recently about people that win the lottery.
Yeah.
and they were saying that the greatest majority of them go broke because they get back down to that baseline that they were comfortable in. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that, about how we break through that, those old habits, those old paradigms, and get to somewhere that we know that we want to get to.
Let me say this. Breaking a paradigm, and this is what they don't really teach in self-help. Breaking a paradigm is dang near impossible. I'm going to say this again. Breaking a paradigm is dang near impossible. Well, Brother Marion, why are you saying this? I'm saying this because Bob taught me he based everything, Alan, on results. So when you think about breaking a paradigm, most people think that, okay, I want to make more money, but I've been programmed to, I've only made $3,000 a month and I want to make 30, which is 30,000 is no money either. It's just all of this is conducive to stratospheric proportions of your own being and you, the possibilities of using your imagination. How do you move from making $3,000 a month entrepreneurially to $30,000 a month entrepreneurially? Well, it takes a sequence of breaking bad habits over redundancy. People go to conferences all the time, rah-rah seminars all the time. You spend $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and there are marketers who are ready to take your money. And they're ready not only to take your money, they're ready to take the next person's money regardless of the results you get. They don't care about that. I do. We care about understanding that how long it's going to take in breaking a paradigm takes two components. Number one, it takes the awareness of you understanding how programmed you are. Now, let me leave you with this. Mm-hmm. You got programmed already from the minute you stepped into traditional pedagogic education, you were programmed. Two types of education, pedagogic learning, andragogic learning. We teach this in Mind Down. We teach it extensively. Once that you got programmed in pedagogic learning, you were programmed to taking tests and information. Taking tests and information doesn't acquire you the ability to think. You read a book, you take a test. You read some information, you take a test, you get graded on that. It's not acquiring you to think. Well, you started when you were in kindergarten to understand what it's like to break a paradigm. You didn't have any before kindergarten. You used your imagination. I grew up in the Latchkey Kid, the 70s, 71. I was interested in frogs, tadpoles, butterflies, crickets, right, Alan? Yep. I was interested in using my imagination. I was interested in the clouds. I was interested in the wind and the skies. We played outside. We weren't addicted to video games back then. We used our imagination. We made mud pies. That's what we did as kids. We had water balloon fights. That's what we did, Alan, right? Yeah, so when school started.
We might have been hanging in some of the same places then.
I believe you. I believe you. When school started, it was, Carlin, why in the heck? What are you doing, Carlin? Why in the heck are you? What are you doing? Pay attention, pay attention. What are you doing? Well, I was using my imagination. I was using my imagination. Mm-hmm. And what are we told in pedagogic learning? Don't use your imagination. The minute that you stop using your imagination, you get programmed into pedagogic thinking and doing, which sets a paradigm on your limitations. Now, this is what's so interesting to me about being an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are thinking, how in the world that you can move forward when you're trying to learn something new, and then all of a sudden, you can't seem to do it because you've been programmed. And entrepreneurs are trying to come into like new things and new abilities and new possibilities. And you can't do that with trying to achieve something when you've been programmed from grade school in pedagogic learning to think not in possibility, but to think in limitations. And then entrepreneurs want to come into this and they want to think, how can I break through? How can you break through when you don't have the right mentorship and you don't have a group of people helping you break through to a new opportunity that's going to take time to break the paradigm over redundancy? See, the key to opening up a possibility, Alan, is redundancy. People are like, baffles me because it baffled Bob. He would ask me, how much money did you make this month? Well, you made this much, this amount of money. Well, I made this amount of money. You're still in your limited beliefs. If I gave him any type of negativity, he did not want to hear that. He would state, you're in your programming and your limited belief. Anytime I was making excuses, limited belief. Anytime that I was complaining, limited belief. Anytime I had negative energy, limited belief. Anytime that I was ungrateful, negative belief. Well, I was programmed. The only thing that helped me help me get unprogrammed was to be with a group of people who were willing to make the commitment to help me unlock my bad habits. You don't have money problems, my friend. You don't have money problems. You have idea problems. And in your idea problems, you have bad habits. Bad habits are ascertained through pedagogic learning, which stops the possibility of imagining and obtaining a new belief. Two first words in belief, B-E, being, in your imagination and possibility.
We're speaking with Marion Carlin, and his company is Mind Down Mastery. We're going to take a break. I'm sure that all of you know somebody that you'd like to send a quick text message to and say, you want to get in on this. We'll be right back. You're listening to or watching Answers Network.
Conflict International are experts at uncovering the truth. Our specialist team has decades of experience in providing a range of bespoke investigation and intelligence services to companies and individuals. Whether you need professional screening or background checks of employees, due diligence of potential clients or business partners, asset tracing services, or surveillance, Conflict International has a rapid response team on hand to get you to the heart of the matter. Our key strength is in our global capabilities. We can tap into an extensive network of trusted professional investigators based in most jurisdictions worldwide, enabling us to go almost anywhere a case takes us. Conflict International has decades of experience with a diverse range of skills among our team developed from backgrounds in military and security intelligence services, as well as practice lawyers. Visit our website today at conflictinternational.com to find out more about our services. That's conflictinternational.com. Global reach, local knowledge.
And we're back. We're speaking with Marion Carlin, and we are talking about Mind Down Mastery. When we went to break, you've been talking quite a bit about entrepreneurs. Let's talk a little bit about, there was a statement as I was looking into you, mm-hmm. Where you said entrepreneurs are born, not bred. What do you mean by that?
Well, you really want to think about it and consider it. An entrepreneur is not something that just takes place through happenstance. People who are entrepreneurs, my friend, if you're listening to me right now, you've been an entrepreneur, female, male to female. You've been an entrepreneur your entire life. You've used your imagination your entire life. Well, Brother Marion, what are you saying? Jeff Bezos. Nothing but imagination, 25 years of financial failing company that he was building a list and a service for people to be able to order products and all type of tangible things and services on his online platform that everybody thought he was crazy. He had an imagination. It's never crazy until the result is produced. Until the result is produced, it's never crazy. It's always crazy before the result is produced. He was every fund manager, financial manager, every astute entrepreneur where he was getting his wise counsel said he was crazy. What are you trying to do? Well, he had done something that's never been done before, using your imagination. Bob talked about the power of auto-suggestion in Think and Grow Rich is using your imagination. You have to have an imagination, which is a level of belief. Once you get into a level of belief, you can't let that be compromised with anybody. And entrepreneurs have a level of belief. Well, Brother Marion, what are you talking about? Well, you knew you were an entrepreneur when you were three. Mm-hmm. Your dad wasn't, your mom wasn't, but you were. There was a better way of doing it differently from what was being programmed in your pedagogic understanding before you got to school. You were andragogic learning. You were watching, there's a better way to do this. My dad was plumber. great profession. My mom cleaned houses, beautiful profession. My dad, he was an engineer, beautiful profession. My dad drove a taxi, beautiful profession. Not down, all of those are hardworking professions that are so admirable. But you saw something different. There was something in you that was, entrepreneurs are born that way. You make no excuse about it, my friend. God made you perfect, definitively designed to be your best being and being that. So I say this, entrepreneurs are not, they're born, they're not bred, because you would have to be born of something to be called crazy, like Jeff Bezos for 25 years, having 30 years, having a failing company, and now end up being an overnight, some people say success, where he's worth billions of dollars. No. He was successful when everybody was telling him no. That's the difference between an entrepreneur who's born with it and then bred. Bred would say entrepreneurs who are bred, there's a lot of that regurgitation information, entrepreneurs trying to be entrepreneurs on the online. They're bred. Doesn't happen. The minute adversity hits, you stop. That's a bred entrepreneur. When the minute adversity hits to a born entrepreneur, you're just getting started. You don't take no for an answer, because your personal belief, spirit controls the mind. Bob taught me this. Mind controls the body. The spirit, your idea, you don't have money problems. You have idea problems. And in your idea problems, you have bad habits. Jeff Bezos, pure blood entrepreneur, had an idea. He didn't focus on the money. And he was through relentless discipline. He was overcoming what? Bad habits. Bad habits would be, Jeff, you're crazy. Don't do this. He said, no, imagination is too powerful. I see this being the solution to the world. When you want to take on a big, you want to create something big, take on a big problem and create a bigger solution.
So for everybody out there, again, it's called Mind Down Mastery. Group. So, Marion, tell us, you've got somebody that's sitting out there and they've been working in a 9-to-5 for a corporation. Maybe they got laid off during COVID or something like that.
Yeah.
Talk to them about the importance, not only of having a mentor, but of having a long-term mentor to help get you through the things you need to get through to be successful.
Okay. Here's the problem with the arena of self-help. Let me go back and let me just give you a little history just real quick. Self-help started from, you want to take it all the way back. Self-help, it truly started from Andrew Carnegie. And Andrew Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie was mentored by Tom Scott, and Tom Scott mentored Andrew Carnegie. I'm going to answer your question. From there, Andrew Carnegie, he mentored Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill ended up mentoring through another generation, Earl Nightingale, and Earl Nightingale ended up mentoring Bob Proctor. Bob Proctor mentored me. So when you ask the question of someone first getting started and becoming an entrepreneur and wanting that type of mentorship, these men understood long-term mentoring mentorships. Napoleon Hill had an opportunity to work for Andrew Carnegie for free for 25 years, for free. Nobody would do anything for 2 minutes for free. And everybody wants to think that they want to be an entrepreneur and touch, move, and inspire something. And someone, when you're on the take, abundance is not in taking, it's in giving. Abundance is not in taking, it's in giving. So when you really are looking for a mentor to really mentor you in a big way, I would love for you to easily look up Mind Down Mastery Group on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. I think you can find me on TikTok, but on Facebook, Mind Down Mastery Group. We want to create a long-term mentorship. I love making people six-figure incomes and taking those six-figure incomes to multi-millions of dollars in their entrepreneurial career, but this is over a period of time. Number one, you have to find a good mentor. Number two, you have to find someone that is willing to work with you above and beyond just money. You cannot have transformation in a day. That's what I hate about self-help. I hate it. Pay for a program, pay $20,000, $50,000, $60,000, $10,000, and they want to give you some education. You want to get on an online platform. They want to give you some books and tapes and have you go over and get you in a Discord group, get you in a Facebook group, and then you have no other assistance from that. You bought the information on regurgitation information, and the real work is not in regurgitation information. The real work is in time. You're going to need a lot of commitment of time in reprogramming the way you think, because the way you think is not serving you, my friend. It's your thinking. When adversity hits you, what do? Your program, you quit. On to the next idea. Every idea has a duality of adversity to it. You're bringing something in your imagination that people don't know or don't believe in. You're going to hit a wall. You need a mentor that's going to be able to help you say, when you hit the wall, and like Bob taught me, you bounce off of that terror barrier, how do you begin to go back to the wall and overcome it again? Two things. You're going to need a mentor that's committed to you above money, and you're going to need a group of people that's committed to your potential above and beyond what you think you're capable of, listen to me, being, not doing. Mm-hmm. That's a long-term commitment. When you first come into Mind Down Mastery Group, there's 9 months that we incubate you just within your level of thinking before we start helping you monetize what it takes, because people are always after money, but they're not after self-seeking within themselves. That's what's prohibiting them from money, which is to be a blessing to another individual in giving and not in taking. We do this in 4 concepts of philosophy. We take a person that wants to become a student. And from a student, we want you to become a philosopher. From a philosopher, we want you to become a teacher. And from a teacher, we want you to become a master. Where is mastery? In duplication. So if you're interested in organizational team building, MindDown can do that. If you're interested in understanding the top levels of being able to life coach, everybody wants to regurgitate information with life coaching. Everybody wants to take a TikTok, a 3-minute TikTok or a 2-minute TikTok video and regurgitate that information, but they're not understanding where the mind needs to shift to be effective and not effective. So you can be effective, but you could be effective. You need to be effective in absolutely touching, moving, and inspiring somebody to be able to be their best self and their most potential by them doing one thing, stop doing and start being. You need a mentor that is only interested in what you can create. What you can create, not what you can whine about, what you can create. You don't have money problems. Redundancy creates results. You don't have money problems. You have idea problems. And your idea problems, my friend, you have bad habits. If I could share anything with you today, you have bad habits, which is the reason why your entrepreneurial career has sucked. You got bad habits, my friend. How do you unchange a bad habit? It takes time. Not a seminar in a weekend, Alan. Not a conference in 3 days, Alan. Not a seminar for a week. And it's not $100,000 you have to spend to be unlocked and have a senseless, mindless ability to watch information where there's no one-on-one assimilating the way you're thinking and someone auto-correcting and auto-didacting you to think differently and you being mentored in a way that, guess what, doesn't feel good.
We've got a question that's coming in through IM. And I think this touches on where I think a lot of people are. When you're talking about the amount of time involved, mm-hmm. this question reads, I'm a 50-year-old who has a family and has been working in corporate America my entire adult life. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to start my own business, but it's hard to make the jump given my financial responsibilities to my family. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend to me to do to get started in this world of entrepreneurship? And it's from Mark in Houston.
Mark in Houston, thank you for texting. Thank you for messaging. What I would recommend you to be able to do, Mark, is set a precipice on you having the ability to imagine that God-given idea, my friend, that you had at 11, 12, 13, 15, 20. See, I'm 52, my friend. I get it. I say this all the time to all the people that are a part of MindDown. I used to be a fool, but I'm not a fool anymore. You see this gray in my beard? You're just getting started. Every day you breathe gives you an opportunity to imagine. See, and this is what happens in the brain, Mark. What happens is you get a new idea. Bob would say this all the time. You get a new idea. That new idea is in your subconscious competence. The X idea is in your conscious competence, but the new idea is a feeling. Spirit controls the mind controls the body. Faith in having an imagination is not just thinking something, because the mind thinks in pictures. So when you have your imagination and you're thinking in a picture, you have to emotionally hold on to that emotional picture and idea of you having a possibility, Mark, to have your own business at 50. It's not too late. It's never too late. It's only too late if you say it's too late. And guess what? You've been programmed to think that it's too late. Mm-hmm. How can you have anything different at 50? You're just 50. There were times when human beings lived 800 years on this planet. It has been scientifically in fact that has happened. Well, you know, you're going to live hopefully, you know, 50, 70, 80 years. You have 90 years. You have a lot of time. The key is you writing down what you still hope to believe, because that belief was in you way before today, my friend. Would love, Mark, for you to introduce yourself to MindEnd. We would love to begin to work with you. We would love to do some serious work on a very monthly basis over a period of time, helping you unlock the way you think for the potential and where you want to create. You can create anything you want to create. I will say this, Mark, you won't be able to do it alone. When you master relationships, you master life. You cannot produce anything on this earth by yourself. You need a team. You need a mentor. You need accountability partners. You need the right type of specialized information. Not information. Internet's full of information. This is the greatest technology boom that we will ever be in. Intellectual property space and what we specialized in will be a $2.3 trillion industry in the next 5 to 7 years. Everybody can get information. What you want, Mark, is the right type of information. You need a platform, Mark, that is very conducive to andragogic learning. Andragogic learning is a learning that helps an adult human being, such as your particular archetype and age, and it helps you learn from a place of non-pedagogic learning to andragogic learning, learning a new thing when you have so many paradigms set in your mind. You need a mechanism that will eliminate those paradigms. Okay. So you can tap into your imagination. Yes, yes, yes.
Marianne, I just glanced up. We've only got about 30 seconds, and okay, another question has come in. And this one reads, I'm a day trader. And it says, you know, as a former Wall Street trader, does mind down mastery help with one's ability to make better decisions in the stock market? And if so, how? This is from Catherine in Seattle.
Catherine, yes.
And we've only got about 30 seconds.
Okay. 5.5 years, I was a winning day trader on Wall Street. I handled monies for our private equities teams. I was highly successful. Here's the thing, Catherine. We don't trade stocks. We trade people. When you understand the psychology of the mind, your whole trading will begin and open up. Trading should be boring, Catherine. Trading should be boring. I would love it for you to reach out to me to have a one-on-one consultation. That's my specialty, and that is the end result of where we want you to be in MindEnd. That's the last monetization, because we can understand how you think. I never thought my way into when I was trading, but I precisely understood that people have human behavior. Those human behaviors are driven by what people beliefs are, and that's what drives the market. So you have to understand the psychosis of the mind will help you become a better trader, because people react to two things: fear of greed, the fear of loss, and the gain of greed. But that's a psychology. Trading is nothing more than a psychology. When you understand the mind, it gets easier and easier and easier. We produce winners in MindEnd, which we have a group called Shinobi Strike, like nobody's business. It's one of the best. I trained over 20 people who had no recollection of anything in trading and produced results where these people win in trades every single day. And I've got the facts to back it up and prove it.
Okay. Marianne, thank you so much. I wish that we had more time.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I would love to do this again, but share real quickly the best way for people to get in touch with you.
The best way to get in touch with me, you can reach out. You can go to Facebook and find us on MindEnd Master Group on Facebook. You can email me personally. I'm a real person who wants to have a real conversation at Marianne Carlin Enterprises. marioncarlinenterprises@gmail.com, marioncarlinenterprises@gmail.com. You can reach out and you can find us on Instagram and in TikTok, Mind Down Mastery. The number one key place is to message me on Facebook on the Mind Down, MINDDOWN, and you will find us. You'll see a Necker Cube and our brand. I would more than likely to have a personal conversation with you. I would enjoy having an andragogic personal conversation with you about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, what you want to still manifest in 2024, with you overcoming pedagogic learning and pedagogic programming to andragogic possibilities, my friend.
Marion, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And for everybody out there, if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you click the like button. And if you're interested in seeing more content like this, make sure you subscribe to the show. You can check out other shows. You can go to our channel. The website is answers.network. Or you can find us on almost every major social platform. For everybody out there, be good human beings and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.